I did not know this was going on. And maybe if this didn't happen, nobody would have known what's going on. Did you know that this past weekend there was an Olympic qualification event in the Netherlands? It was for the World Curling Federation hosting it.
Right.
And this was...
Well, they did it there instead of Midland? Gee.
Yeah, no doubt. But it was for teams who need to qualify for next...
Yeah.
I mean, the Winter Olympics are coming up.
Right.
And there was some teams from the U.S. competing. In fact, they're going to have co-ed curling, which I did not know.
Yeah.
Anyway, curling fans thought they were going to have a chance to tune in and see a live stream of this event. I guess NBC was involved, because it's referenced here in the story. But as people were tuning in, apparently U.S. Curling sent out a tweet that video of the Americans' opening round match was not available due to an unforeseen sponsorship conflict with the local organizing committee. The national governing body said that NBC was working with organizers on a solution. NBC spokesperson did not immediately respond to a question seeking an explanation for the decision. What it turns out is apparently one of the main sponsors, in fact, even had a logo on the curling sheet, several logos, with its name of the company. The logos were non-explicit because the company is called Easy Toys, which specializes in...
All right. Okay.
Intimate enhancements, shall we say.
Yes. Yes. Oh, no.
The promoter of the Netherlands tournament says, "I'm not the right man to have an opinion on what is normal in other countries." But apparently, well, both the U.S. and Japan, by the way, backed out of live stream broadcast.
Of course. It might be said that having those products is about the only thing that might liven up curling.
Well, again, it was just the name of the company, non-explicit logos.
That's
though
funny.
Easy Toys does market itself as the market leader in the Netherlands and Belgium. They were asked for comment, and so far nothing from Easy Toys as well.
Oh, they're getting all this exposure.
The company says...
I'm sensing we should be moving on here quickly.
I should say, the folks in the Netherlands again hosting said that we informed the World Curling Federation on the sponsors. We spoke with them. I can't imagine that they were surprised.
Right.
But because they knew about it. Now you'll be happy to know, according to USA Curling President Jeff Plush, says that the U.S. team, by the way, which was competing, did win its first three matches of a round robin and were tied with South Korea atop the group standings. The mixed doubles competition will conclude this coming Thursday.
Oh, good.
No word on whether or not...
They had the U.S. curling competitions were on TV recently, and I didn't notice any logos.
Well, again, yeah, what's acceptable here? And but you think of all the things that are seen and broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a name of a company.
Right.
As it's described here, and again, says non-explicit logo. I have not searched up to see what it looks like yet, whether pictures are available. I don't know.
I just put it into a search engine.
Well,
let's just say the list of sex toy stores is enormous.
I was going to say, those vibrators make the curling stone move faster.
Now it's time to move on. Now it's time to move on. It's 8:49 at WSGW. Now you know why I was hesitant.
And he did it anyway.
We need to take a break and come back with more on your morning team show here on WSGW, provided the show still goes on.